I'd love to be able to just step back in time and ask some people who were young then what they think of it now, if they could see how it's developed, you know, from what it used to be.
Yes.
Because it did get very run down at one time, and there was a pub in there, wasn't there? Wasn't there a pub? You know where the food area is now, where you sit and eat your food? Wasn't that a pub at one time?
It was, yeah, but it didn't last very long.
It looked
did it?
Awful.
It didn't last very long.
Yeah, and it got really run down. So,
yeah.
To look at what they've done now, that's is fantastic.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And just thinking about White Frigate itself, if you were going to talk about the differences from your childhood moments, especially yours, Julie, where you were still going up and down it every day and it was very familiar territory, to how it is now, what are the things that stand out to you the most? As differences, changes?
Well, it's very, very sad that a lot of the shops have closed down, especially Marks and Spencer's. But time moves on and people shop in different ways, don't they? We shop online or we go to the bigger outlets. And I get that. But I do think it's a shame that it's such an iconic street and has such a rich history that they should use it for other things, maybe smaller businesses, cafe bars. I know people get sick of new cafe bars. But if you look abroad, and I know we don't get the weather, but if you look abroad and they have little cafe bars and people are bustling around, what you could do is have like canopies down the middle so that you're not covering up the beautiful architecture, but canopies so that you've got a little bit of cover from the sun or whatever, if there is some sun.
And the rain,
to a certain extent. And just liven it up. Just bring it back to life again, like they did with the Trinity Market. They've done it there, and they've done it on Humber Street. That's really picked up. So we could do it on White Frigate as well.
So bring your hopes for life. It would be that it has an injection of life into it.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. You can't just let it die.
I think we live in the close to the avenues now, and so we've got access to Princess Avenue and Newland Avenue, where we spend a lot of our time eating, or not so much drinking, but more eating. And I often say that it's a shame that the Pave, which is the very first bar, cafe bar that was opened on Princess Avenue, if that had opened in White Frigate instead, then you think what White Frigate would be now. It would be what Princess Avenue is now. It would be full. I mean, if you go down there any time of the day, there's people sat outside drinking, eating. Really great atmosphere. And it's a shame that that wasn't actually developed in White Frigate, because that would have been the place for it. That would have been more centre for East, West, North Hull. And it would have taken off, I'm sure, with that. So
potentially for the future, something that has that kind of relaxed... Buzz to it.
Not a heavy drinking place, that would be wrong, I think, but a family place where families, all generations, can sit and eat together and chat and drink.
Yeah.
As on Prince's Avenue.
We've only got to go to different cities in this country, haven't you? Leeds, I mean, for example, they've got a new place that's just over, I can't remember what they call that.
Street.
But they've opened a street which was apparently fairly quiet and dead, and they've opened it up with a kind of cafe culture. Not so much a bar culture, but more a cafe culture. And it's heaving most of the day now, and every day, and it's become a real iconic place, apparently, in Leeds. You know, that could easily be done in White Frigate, easily.
Mm. And I think what is a shame is people that we know who work in the town, our son, for example, they say after 5 o'clock it's dead. In London, you have do your day's work, then you go out for a meal maybe and socialise a bit with your friends. I know in London people live on the outskirts, but there's nothing in Hull after 5 o'clock, or very little in Hull after 5 o'clock. There could be down White Frigate, I think.
Yeah.
Leeds, Manchester, there's always things open in the evening.
I've always found it very strange that the majority of people in Hull go to work at 8:30, 9 o'clock, and they leave at 5, and the hours that shops are open is 8:30, 9 o'clock, 5. So anybody who's working, the shops close as they leave work. No, I can't understand that. Why do shops open while 8 o'clock at night and maybe not open while 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning? Just change their hours because
It's always been the same.
If you wanted to buy a shirt, for example, I mean, you can get a drink, you can get a meal, that's no problem. But if you wanted to buy a shirt or clothing or something on your way home from work, because, you know, where would you go? You can't. You've maybe got to wait while a weekend.
Or you go to the out-of-town places.
Yeah, which our own
money. So your city centre's dead.
Or you're forcing people to buy online.
Yeah.
Do you come in for the late-night shopping for Christmas on Thursdays?
No.
No.
Not usually.
No, we're both retired, so we can come any time of the day we want. So, you know, from that point of view, it doesn't affect us, really.
We keep out of the way, don't we?
Yeah, so. It's busy. A bit quieter time.
Because when we were working, we used to get really annoyed that people our age now would come into town. We'd think, they're retired. Why don't they shop another time? Leave it to us busy people. So we don't go in.
So I think, you know, it's not just changing White Frigate, it's changing people's habits as well, actually. Mm. Particularly probably shop owners, you know. If you filled White Frigate with cafes and similar, then they would see that immediately and they would stay open later. They wouldn't close at 5 o'clock at night, that's for
sure. You'd hope not, yeah.
And you would just hope that I know Marks and Sparks has gone now, but if Marks and Sparks had opened until 8 o'clock during the week, I'm sure they'd have picked up some traders, people were leaving work.
But they were always busy, I don't know why they closed.
Mm. That makes it tricky, doesn't it? Because to create a destination, you've got to have the thing that pulls.
Yeah.
Marks and Spencer was the destination store down Whitefrigate, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think cafes and bars, though. I mean, James, our son, was saying that you've got to have experiences and things like that. You've got to have something that you can go to. I mean, for example, I think the big thing in the city at the moment is the capture room.
Oh, the escape room.
Escape room.
Yeah, the opposite of the capture room.
Yes.
The escape room. I mean, something like that, maybe down there, where you actually go and you enjoy an experience. And these experiences are changing all the time, aren't they? So make sure you're on the ball with things and let there be opportunities to open those type of stores or buildings again to do that type of thing, which would help your cafe culture.
Yeah, so it's a leisure kind of environment.
Even an kind of a nursery type thing where you know these big play places where you can take the kids and parents sit having a cup of coffee.
An activity centre,
that type of thing. Yeah. So mix it. Don't just have cafes, bars, and
have things for smaller people and people who want to be active.
Yeah, smaller people bring the parents in, don't they?
True.
Mm. People do the shopping down there whilst they're there.
So. Is there anything else you'd like to share about White Frigate or comment on?
I'm really glad that the people are being asked for their opinions. That's really important. And we enjoyed looking at the exhibition, didn't we? When it was down there. I think it's the more people that you can ask opinions of, the broader ideas you'll get.
I got along with Julie with regard to the covering of it. I mean, the only way you could ever cover that place would be to have a massive, massive glass canopy, which is right above all the buildings, and come over it in a dome type of effect.
But they're all
so you could see all the buildings. Well, the cost of that would be colossal, and that's obviously out of the question. But we were abroad a few years ago, and we remember seeing a street pretty similar width to White Frigate, where rather than have a canopy, which was like a dome, it was more...
like umbrellas, weren't they?
Well, it came down into the middle. So rather than have your guttering on the outside as part of a dome, so you got two gutters on the outside, the height of the canopy was on the outside, and it came down to a centre. And your guttering...
And a middle drain.
It was like a drain, and it came, so there was only water coming in, for rainy days. It was only coming into the middle of the drains rather than...
And it looked rather beautiful,
didn't it? It looked really attractive.
Yeah.
And it wasn't right down it was just in areas where there was seating for cafes.
Mm. So there was still that... you could still look up and see the whole of the vista.
It didn't cover by any means. It probably didn't even cover half the width of the street. It was just an area where you could sit but still have visibility to the top of the top of the buildings,
I think, I mean, I'm so proud of Hull anyway, but there's so much in Hull that's beautiful and gets ignored, and you have to keep on keeping on enhancing them, not change them, but make it where people want to be.
Mm. I think that was one of the successes of City of Culture, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
It was the look up
initiative,
just to get people to lift their eyes and look upwards at the buildings.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot left because of the Second World War, but what there is left, we should make the most of.
Yeah. Well, hopefully White Frigate will be renewed and rejuvenated.
The only thing that's been changed really is the shop fronts, isn't it? They've modernised the shop fronts and made them bigger windows and aluminium or UPVC and taken away the old. But you can't really do anything about that. That's obviously changed for the right reason at the time. But you know, certainly the top of the buildings hasn't changed at all, actually.
I don't want to be a stick in the mud and say the old times were the best, because that's not true. But you can enhance things.
Yeah, and sometimes capturing a bit of the past and putting it into the present can be a really really fruitful way forward, can't it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much
for
coming in today.
There was one thing you've got to do something in White Frigate to make it, to kind of give it some
personality?
Yeah, some kind of personality, that's right, yeah. We were, again, abroad last year, and we saw this fantastic, a really old street, Tarragona.
Doesn't matter anymore. Anyway.
Really old street, and it was pretty similar to White Frigate. It was a lot older than White Frigate, and very, very grubby. And it was quite narrow. And what they'd done to brighten it up was they'd put, like,
the bollards.
A bollard, just a thin bollard to a height of 3 foot, 4 foot or something. And everybody
had been allowed
to graffiti it. So each one was taken by a school or a premises or people.
A church.
And just graffitied that with whatever they wanted. So, you know, where you see the colourful boards that are around some of the streets in Hull, they'd actually done that with these bollards, which were only 6 inches.
Just the old-fashioned metal ones, you know.
With some bit of a shape to it. Mm. And they looked terrific. I mean, everyone was a really bright, vibrant colour.
Got a photo.
All looked much different to each other. And it as you look down this groovy street, it just stood out. Mm. And you thought, God, they look terrific, those. Mm. And there was dozens of them, weren't there? Mm. A real lot down there. And I said, wow, I immediately thought, White Frigate, that's what White Frigate could do with there, to give it some lift and give it some colour. Mm.
Yeah, because one of the things that you're describing when you're talking about White Frigate in the 60s and the 50s is personality.
Yes.
You know, that the bustling, crowded, noisy sort of shopping place.
Yeah.
And then it needs something that doesn't necessarily be
in.
That, but yeah.
Yeah.
As I say, you can't go back because, well, it's silly to go back, but you just need, and you'll never get it as busy, I don't think. But I remember that one week in the City of Culture, early on in this 2017, was they had quite a few things down there. Do you remember that shop? There was a shop front that had really silly newspaper headlines. Yeah, I can't remember the name of him now, the chap. But it got people down there, and it was so busy, and people were chatting to each other.
They had a play in the window. There was a performance.
And then we had down Parliament Street that had those things, didn't we, later on. Those colours on the floor.
Yes, there were different things.
So people
they
will come if there's something to come for.
Yeah, in 2017 it was the opening event, wasn't it? Mm. And there was the film in Victoria Square.
Yeah.
But then things that were down White Frigate and then up to the Deep.
Mm.
And there was the projection on the Deep, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So it kind of linked the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think the thing, was it Parliament Street? Where there was the lights for Urban Legends.
That was it, yes. Yeah, that was later on, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, I think that was 2018.
Yeah.
And that it changed, like it was based on a fabric, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And it was like walking on a carpet, was that?
Sea theme.
Yeah, it was very difficult to see the concrete beyond the actual projection itself.
And the children were sort of running and dancing around
And it was packed, absolutely packed.
Yeah. And like when you have the race, well, they don't do the Race for Life down the old town now, do they? But the 10K races, that brings people in, you know. Mm. I know you can't have something every week, but you just need something to attract families.
But Trinity Market's filling. that's a week
Thursday almost. Nights.
I mean, Thursday nights in there are music nights and food nights. I mean, it seems like it's every Thursday at the moment that it's busy down there.
Yeah, and so you get the monthly food nights.
Get it right and you can have it busy.
Yeah.
But you've got to make it busy beyond your 9 to 5 window, really.
Yeah.